There's nothing holding you back from winning Shawn Mendes tickets, except waiting for us to play a Shawn Mendes song. It is almost 7 o'clock, which means at some point in the next 1 hour, approximately, we are going to play a Shawn Mendes song, and that is your chance to win.
Yeah, all you got to do is text us the word tickets, spell out tickets, and your full name to 981-981. When you hear a Shawn Mendes song, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a hot ticket. Artist presale sold out in 17 minutes. This was yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's two more pre-sales happening today. You know they're going to go quickly. Why pay for them? Why wait for them to go on sale to the general public when you can just win them for free?
And who wants to fend with that resale market? I mean, supply and demand, these tickets, I don't even want to know what they're going to get marked up for, because It's one show at Budweiser Stage, September 28th, 16,000-17,000 people approximately. So not a lot of tickets for someone of Shawn Mendes' stature. We're going to win them for you coming up when you hear a Shawn Mendes song. As Pooja said, text tickets and your full name to 981-981. It's happening sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Speaking of which, it is 7 o'clock right now. A muggy start. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. The list of the worst roads in Ontario is out. Topping the CAA list is Aberdeen Avenue in Hamilton. Toronto roads in the top 10 across the province include Eglinton Avenue West, Shepherd Avenue West, and the Gardner Expressway. Highway 50 in Caledon and Cure Ontario in Mississauga also made the list. The federal government is increasing its support for the prairie provinces impacted by wildfires. The government says it will match every dollar donated to the Canadian Red Cross in support of wildfire relief. The provincial governments of Manitoba and Saskatchewan are also increasing donations. Last week, both provinces declared states of emergency. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a travel ban and restrictions on 19 countries his administration has deemed dangerous. It's set to go into effect on Monday. People from Somalia, Sudan, Haiti, Iran, and Libya are among those banned from visiting America. In sports, the Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Jays beat the Phillies 2-1. They play again this afternoon. CHFI weather. Today, morning showers and then clearing with a high of 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 13. And on Friday, sun and cloud with a high near 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. On the westbound QEW Gardner combination, no issues there. West 401 busy Warden to Avenue Express and Collectors. And if you are using that eastbound Gardner, it's just busy with volume from the Humber Bridge all the way through to Strawn. In Brampton, eastbound Steeles at northbound Dixie, we've got two lanes closed for a collision.
A chance made of a plan, but I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, people don't have to say what's with it. Said, but deep nobody like you. Only talk to them and you know it. Don't act like you don't know it. All of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've quit honesty, then you may not have thought it. Don't have to say that you did.
I already know.
I
found out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me.
You'll never be.
Don't it make you sad?
CHFI.
Shawn Mendes coming to the Budweiser stage September 28th. We are giving away tickets. All you got to do is text us right now. Tickets. Spell it out. Tickets and your full name to 981-981.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead?
Stop time for you. The second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves.
Shawn Mendes coming to Budweiser stage for one night and one night only, September 28th. And we are down to our final two pairs of tickets today and tomorrow. And the texts are flying in, Bougie Guy.
Yeah, it's a hot ticket. Pre-sale tickets yesterday sold out in 17 minutes. So you can see why people want to get in on this. And Diana Quinn of Toronto.
Daria Quinn of Toronto.
I'm sorry, Daria. You texted us tickets because you want to go see him.
Absolutely.
Big fan?
Pardon?
Are you a big fan?
I am a big fan, yeah.
Okay, we love that. I know you're driving right now, so we'll try not to take up too much of your time. We always ask people to pull over, but you're on the 401. A little tough to do. Yeah. You can't pull over there.
No.
So, Daria, if you were to win these tickets, do you know who you'd be taking with you on September 28th?
I think I would see if my best friend's available and take her.
Nice. Okay. And do you know if your best friend's listened to the show? I mean, I would hope so.
I don't think so. She's in Hamilton right now on her way to work. So.
Hey, they get it. They get us in Hamilton. We've got a big following in Hamilton.
I'll have to tell her.
You know what, Daria, if you take her to the concert and you tell her you won the tickets on the Pooja and Kadeep show, then she'll have no choice but to listen to us.
Absolutely. I'll make her a fan, I promise.
Okay, so Daria, guess what? You are going to see Shawn Mendes September 28th at Budweiser Stadium.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have so much fun with your bestie. Hopefully she's listening and or up, I should say, at this point. You can call her, tell her, surprise her. It'll be so much fun.
I will.
Daria, congratulations. Even though your friend may or may not listen to the Pooja and Gurdeep show, we cannot confirm her tonight. We're glad you do. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too.
Guarantee. That is what we normally do between 9 and 5. We do not repeat a song, except we've got a fun new contest here where we are going to repeat a song once a day.
Yeah, it's on purpose to help you out. But if you catch us repeating a song between 9 and 5, you want to be caller 16. You call us and you can instantly win $250 right on the spot. There's nothing else you have to do other than being able to identify that song that we repeated. And then on top of the $250, we're going to enter you in for a draw to win even more money. How about this? A jackpot of $25,000.
Yeah, that's a tidy chunk of change right there. It's the $25,000 no repeat guarantee. It's happening every weekday all summer right here on CHFI.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound side of the 401, it looks like the ramp to Kennedy, center lane blocked with a stalled car. South 404 DVP slow south of Aurora Road to Bloomington due to construction. Shepherd to Don Mills. And on the westbound side of the QEW Gardner, no major issues through there. Brampton, eastbound Steeles, northbound Dixie, two right lanes closed off for a collision. And at Woodbine, from Mortimer to Cosburn, the traffic lights are flashing red. At Specsavers, when you buy two pairs from $149, you can get free polarized lenses in your second pair. For a limited time, conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
True or false, Howard? I should negotiate my own severance package to save on legal fees.
False. There's just too many blunders and potential admissions you might make during the settlement process. You're dramatically better off if counsel negotiates for you. And the company will offer more because they know they have to.
If I'm an employer, I should just be very generous with my initial severance offer to avoid any litigation.
False. Employees expect you to offer more than your first offer. And if you don't have more to offer, you're inviting a lawsuit.
Is it a good idea for employers to avoid any litigation?
False. You have to take the odd case so the severance demands aren't too high.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt at 98.1 CHFI.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand by the clear blue waters of the south, the deep waters of the north, the rushing waters of Niagara. Stand in our small towns, warm and welcoming. Stand under the tallest of towers or in the halls of our country's capital. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at destinationontario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Swing big this Father's Day and find the perfect gift for Dad or yourself at Golf Town. Don't miss big deals like the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max driver for only $349.98. Score big with our BOGO offers, like buy one, get one free on PXG Extreme Tour golf balls and Under Armour T2G polos. Plus, enjoy huge savings on top brands like Callaway, Nike, FootJoy, and more. Visit in-store or golftown.com for more details. Some exclusions apply.
You guys ever play Guess How Much?
You've seen him on Silicon Valley, Crazy Rich Asians, and Love Hard.
Never guess too low.
Comedian and actor Jimmy O Yang, Big and Tall Tour, August 28th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
One time my mom came in with some new shoes, I guess too low.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
These are $500 Jimmy Choo's, okay? Better Jimmy than you.
Jimmy O Yang, Big and Tall Tour, August 28th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So how much have you thought about the photo on your home screen on your phone? We just learned that President Trump definitely thought about his. We're going to tell you more after Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh.
22, 16 degrees. I got a feeling it's actually going to be a lot cooler and calmer this afternoon than it is this morning. It's muggy. And right now we have showers this afternoon, a clearing in our high 22.
Welcome to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Well, did you catch this week? This has gone viral online. So I guess this happened last Friday. President Donald Trump was exiting Air Force One and he was sort of waving to the photographers and he had his phone in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the screen was facing out towards the photographers. So, of course, with the quality of these images the photographers take with their fancy cameras, you could see Donald Trump's lock screen on his phone. And, of course, people have zoomed in, and now this has gone super viral. It's getting tons of traction online.
What was it of?
So the picture, I'm looking at it right now. You've probably seen this, and, you know, if you're not driving right now and you want to just Google Donald Trump lock screen, you can see it for yourself. But it's a picture of him, like, doing the thing where he, like, looks into the camera. It's a big picture of his face, and he's pointing. You know when he does the point?
He does the point in, like, back when he was, you know, doing The Apprentice. It was like, you're fired.
That's what he did when you were fired? Okay, yes. So it's that. It's a big shot of his face, and he's pointing into the camera, and there's an American flag behind him. But it's a big picture of his face on his lock screen.
You know, some people, like, go with their family as their photo, as some people go with something else. But
he's got like a wife, two ex-wives, five children to choose from for his lock screen. But instead, he's going with the Donald.
He's like, I'm the most powerful man in the world. I'm going to have a photo of myself. And, you know, you've seen it. You've seen other people. Have you ever caught somebody else's lock screen and went, oh, that's an interesting choice.
That's an interesting choice, yeah. Okay, so I will say, and I mean, do what you want. I guess it's your lock screen, right? You put whatever you want on it, I suppose. But I once was on a date with a girl, and I noticed, because we both had our phones on the table, like her lock screen was just like a glamour shot of herself.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Like, is that weird? I found that a little shocking. I haven't, it was basically, she did what the Donald did. The Donald has a glamour shot of himself pointing into the camera. That's what she had.
Was it a slideshow?
Can you do that on a lock screen? No, it was just a glamour shot of it. And I think I kind of noticed, and I went like, oh, you got yourself on your thing. And then
I think there's a way to do it where, you know, like, let's say there's a very good photo of you and that's the one you want on your lock screen. Like, maybe it's you and your partner. Maybe it's you and your dog. Maybe it's you and your family.
Well, if I was on a date and she had one of her and her partner, that'd be super weird. Like,
who's that?
Maybe we shouldn't be in public dining. I just found it strange. I found it a little, I don't know.
What's on your lock screen?
Inward navel gazing. Mine is Coffee the Pooch.
Okay.
It's such a cute glamour photo. Shot of Coffee the Pooch. Yours, I imagine, is probably your kids or Paul?
My two kids are dressed up, yes.
Okay, Steph, what's on your lock screen?
My kids.
Your kids?
Your kids.
When they're little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, do what you want to do. I just found it a little off-putting. There was no second date, not because of that.
Right.
But I don't know, like, does it tell you a lot about someone?
I mean, look, if it was was it a really good photo?
It was a good photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it better than in person?
No, it was consistent, but I think it just speaks to, what's the word? ego? Being egocentric, perhaps?
Yeah, the vanity and all of that. Like, you know, whatever. It's like you said, you do you on your home screen, but I'm so curious because I think sometimes you catch people with their lock screen and you're like, oh, that was unexpected. Did not expect to see that.
Right.
Maybe surprising is the right word. We'll take the judgment out of it.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Okay, how about that? All right, so you tell us, what is the most surprising lock screen you've ever laid your eyes on, you've ever peeped? Maybe it's someone you know, maybe it's a coworker, a friend, a partner. Maybe it's just like you're in a coffee shop and you're just like, oh, this person's got that on their lock screen.
Or maybe you're like Gurdeep, you're on a date and you're like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, what is the most surprising lock screen you've ever seen? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Yeah.
to your surprising lock screen calls coming up right now at 7:30. Here's Eva.
Good morning. From potholes to poor road signs, the annual CAA Worst Roads campaign is now out with their list of the worst roads across the province. Aberdeen Avenue and Hamilton topped the list. The Gardner Expressway, Eglinton Avenue West, and Shepherd made the list. Steeles Avenue was among the top five worst roads in Toronto. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed off on a travel ban preventing people from more than a dozen countries from entering the U.S. It comes after the anti-Semitic attack in Colorado last week. White House officials say Trump was considering the ban beforehand, but the incident put it into motion faster. People from Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen are among those not allowed to visit America. Health Canada is recalling two lots of birth control pills after it was found that they contain too many placebos. The impacted seasonal birth control produced by Teva Canada had an extra row of placebo pills. The affected packages have expiry dates of January 31st, 2026 and September 30th, 2026. In sports, the Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime for game one of the Stanley Cup final. Jays beat the Phillies 2-1. They play again this afternoon. CHFI weather. Today, morning showers and then clearing with a high of 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 13. And on Friday, sun and cloud with a high near 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Eastbound Gardner approaching the Lakeshore ramp at Park Lawn. We've got delays there. And then again from the Humber Bridge to Strawn due to the long-term construction. East 401 ramp to Kennedy. Two left lanes are now blocked because of this stalled dump truck. So look out for that. Westbound on the 401, we've got volume delays through there. Just typical delays. Brampton, eastbound Steeles at northbound Dixie. Two right lanes are still closed off. That's all because of a collision.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
HFI.
I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
So Donald Trump went viral recently because he stepped off Air Force One, waved to the photographers, they snapped photos, and he was holding his phone in his hand. His lock screen was exposed, and everyone's talking about this online because his lock screen, perhaps unsurprisingly, is a picture of himself, kind of a glamour shot where he's like looking right into the camera and he's pointing, there's an American flag behind him.
He looks very fierce. He looks like he's about to say, you're fired, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like that photo goes hard is what some people are saying online.
And then you went on a date where, you know, you caught a glimpse of your date's lock screen, and it was a photo of her in all her glory.
Which is fine, I guess. Is it telling? Am I reading too much into a lock screen? It got me thinking, what is the most shocking or surprising lock screen you've ever seen?
Yeah, because that doesn't seem so shocking, but what is it? Let's go to Rihanna and Ajax. What's the most surprising thing you've seen on a lock screen?
Is of me.
Oh, okay.
but it's because if I lose my phone, because where I work, it's a large organization. So if I lose my phone and they see my face on the screen, they'll know it's my phone.
That is genius.
Okay.
That is genius. I never thought about that.
What if you lose your phone somewhere other than work?
Well, then I'm screwed.
Rihanna, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
You know what I also want to know is Rihanna's shot, is it like her standard employee picture, or is it like a glamour shot? Because that might call into question.
Does she look good in the photo? Yeah. Yes. Lots of texts at 981-981, including one from Andy in Ajax who says, I once saw their dog mid-sneeze. Terrifying and majestic all at once.
Okay, that's awesome. Someone had their dog mid-sneeze. I love that. Raj from Mississauga says, I once saw a reminder photo that said, do not text him back. That's kind of nice. If you're just coming out of a breakup, like every time you pick up your phone and you feel weak and you're like, you're going to text your ex, it's just your lock screen says, do not text. That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to start actually, like, maybe we should have like motivational quotes and things like that. That's good. Jillian from Keswick writing, their grandma's confused selfie taken when she was trying to Google bread.
Oh.
You don't know that she was trying to Google bread.
Oh, I love
but we
that.
All have those. Don't you have them on your camera roll where you've taken a picture of yourself by accident?
Accidentally, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like pocket photos. I'm like, what is this?
I wouldn't make it my lock screen photo, though.
No, probably not. Let's do another one here. What's the most surprising lock screen photo you have seen? Jason and Ajax.
For my wife,
just me, a picture of just me.
Oh, like not you and her together, just a picture of you?
Yeah, just me.
I mean, that's sweet. Doesn't that mean like she puts you first? You chose a real one.
She's definitely the real one, no question about it. But you would think like me on my phone, on my watch, I have a picture of me and her. So I think it would be a picture of her and me.
Well, right. Maybe she just likes looking at your face.
Also, is it like a glamour shot of you? Are you like stretched out on a couch all sexily?
No, I'm actually a picture of me playing softball.
Okay.
I mean, look.
That's what does it for her.
Yeah. just play softball all the time and you'll be fine.
Well, for me, during the regular off season, it's a picture of us. But during the Leaf season, my phone and my watch, everything is all Leafs.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you.
Cheers, buddy.
Text coming in at 9. What were you going
to
say?
To recap, she puts him first and he puts his team first. Got it.
Yes. His team that has perpetually let him down. What is the most surprising lock screen you've ever seen? Priya in Scarborough says, saw a guy in the subway with his own mugshot on his lock screen. He said it, quote, keeps him grounded. I kind of respect that.
No, that can't be real. It's got to be made up. Tyler from Brampton saying, I was dating a guy for 3 months and his wallpaper was a picture of his own abs. And yes, he took it in portrait mode.
I mean, I want to judge, but I'm like, if I had abs, I'd probably be flaunting them in some way. I don't know about the lock screen.
Yeah,
but I'd be coming
on a dating
in,
profile,
or
maybe?
I'd just be in here with a crop top.
Please don't.
Melissa from Etobicoke says, my aunt's phone background is a blurry pic of her TV screen paused on Jason Momoa mid-blink. What? So she just took a picture of Jason Momoa in like Aquaman or something, I mean, and then just set it as her background?
Yeah, you just go to Google Images as well. But anyway, that works. Okay. Stephanie from Oakville writing, my friend has a photo of a sandwich she once made as her wallpaper. She says it was her greatest achievement. Oh.
I respect that,
yeah,
actually.
You know what? It would make me so hungry, though.
You can keep them coming. The most shocking lock screens you've ever seen. Drop us a text at 981-981.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the eastbound 401, it looks like that ramp to Kennedy, two left lanes still blocked with that stalled dump truck. West 401 west of Brock Road Express, left lane closed for a police investigation. MTO crews are on the scene. And it looks like we still have those ongoing issues. Woodbine from Mortimer to Cosburn, the traffic lights are flashing red. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do.
smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby. Come on. Come on, be my baby, 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 come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. My bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
The quarter to eight. And you're late. That's what my dad would always say. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Good morning.
The Daily Double.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, Pooja, you got two stories you need to know. What do you got?
Okay, so if you're like me, when you play Jeopardy at home, you get a handful right while you're playing. But when it comes to Final Jeopardy, I don't know about you, but it never happens for me. I never get the Final Jeopardy. Do you?
No, I barely get any questions on Jeopardy. I'm good at dumb trivia, not like smart trivia.
Okay, well, if you were playing Jeopardy a couple of days ago, you would have got Final Jeopardy.
What?
The category was famous structures. Listen.
In April 2018, an MLB game was postponed after ice falling from this structure punctured the roof of Rogers Center.
Oh, come on. That's so easy because we live in Toronto.
You remember it probably as
yeah,
well,
totally
right?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, covering that on the news, the CN Tower.
Yes.
I'd wager everything.
What is
the
CN Tower?
And the tricky part is you got to decide how much you want to wager before the question comes in. So,
so
like,
true. Just, you know, two out of three contestants did get it right. So they also knew. But, you know, for a lot of people, they were like, what? We made it to Final Jeopardy?
I would have been like,
Toronto.
$1, Bob. I'm like, wrong game show.
Yes. Don't do that. What do you got?
Okay. So it's summer job hunting season, right? Or I guess people probably already would have applied by now.
Yes. It's so tough. The job market is very tough right now from everything I'm hearing.
Okay. So if you're applying for a job, listen up. Make your resume pop. Make it clean. Maybe add a splash of color to it. Because according to a manager of career education at TMU, formerly Ryerson, recruiters spend an average of only 8 seconds looking at your resume before moving on.
8 seconds?
8 seconds.
That is, you got to find out about my hobbies.
My interests, my references.
It's on page two.
Oh, yeah. Page two is also a bit of a faux pas. Try to keep it to one page, they say. So one recruiter did say he spends a little bit longer on resumes, but no longer than 30 seconds, because that's all the time it takes him to decide if that candidate is actually worth contacting.
Wow. What do you think they're looking at first then? Like experience?
Okay. So they said if specifically for a summer job, if you're just applying for summer, they're probably just want to know some basics like, is this person reliable? Are they going to show up on time? Can I trust them? Am I comfortable with them representing my brand? So how do you prove reliability on a piece of paper?
And in 8 seconds.
Yeah. So the advice is from this recruiter, make it clean, make it well formatted, keep it to just one page, a touch of color to catch the eye, and make a quick, compelling case for the role.
Okay.
So keep it short.
So like neon is out? I would have went neon.
I don't
neon
know if
pink.
Even, like the whole page?
4 pages long.
That's not a splash of color.
And all 3 pages are just hobbies that I don't actually have that I want to take up one day.
Hey, Pooja guy, don't call us. We'll call you.
You're not being true to me, deep within my soul.
Gurdeep will give you $1,000 of his own money if...
Your question, if you choose to accept it.
You can beat him in a simple game of trivia.
Give it a try this morning after 8:30 on 98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember, so we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore, and we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family, and while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People often ask me how fast I am. Oh, one sec. I just went to Bali and back. I'm also fast when it comes to helping people. Like when I helped Bill, his company vehicles were being serviced, and I was able to help him with a business loan. He got the transport trucks they needed, and I got to honk the horn. All of them.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
At Canada's Wonderland, we're serious about our guests having fun. Seriously. Buy a 2025 Silver Pass for only $89 and get unlimited visits through Labor Day. Unlimited upside-down loops. Unlimited ice cream cone licks. Unlimited super spinny swings. Told you we were serious. New this summer, brave the elements on Alpine Fury, Canada's fiercest launch coaster. Get your 2025 Silver Pass online at canadaswonderland.com. Plus processing fee up to $9.99 and applicable taxes.
Lunch just got better at Kelsey's. Try our $13.99 flatbread duos, plus new brunch menu. Sizzling steak and eggs, avocado toast and classic breakfast sandwich. Don't forget $5 mimosas and Caesars at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Taxes extra, must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurants from open till 3.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in a spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking for that perfect Father's Day gift? Check out SportChek's Big Check event on now. Join us live on location this Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SportChek, 162 North Queen Street. Score savings up to 60% off on amazing deals in golf, cycling, pickleball, running shoes, and so much more. Whether you're gearing up for summer adventures or finding something special for Dad, SportChek's got you covered. The Big Check event on now until June 18th. SportChek. Say it with sport.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's. Only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Discover more value at Loblaws all summer. This week at family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast for $4.58 per pound. Offer ends June 11th. Shop in-store or online. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Right, turn off the lights. We're gonna lose our minds tonight.
What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Party crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
Thursday. It is 8 o'clock, 16, and a muggy start. Here's Eva Frangiscatos.
Good morning. CAA is out with the annual worst roads in Ontario list. There are the roads in this province that are crumbling, bumpy, and have terrible traffic congestion. Topping the list, Aberdeen Road in Hamilton. The Gardner Expressway also made the list, along with Eglinton.